Well, thank you for joining me. Now, on today's show, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. I've been wanting to do a little bit more educational stuff for you in the realm of fitness. So I'm super thankful for the guests that we've been having, and we get to have great conversations. But I do want to just be able to continue to provide some educational content for you as we move forward and just giving you some other training perspectives and training resources. So today, I'm going to be covering the topic of the idea of working out versus training. Now, you may have already heard or read about the differences between these two terms, and you may have even already changed up what you do, you know, from working out to training. But I'm just going to be reviewing this, going through it, and I really hope you'll be getting some helpful, useful workout tips, and I really think you will. So, and the reason I'm discussing this is I hope to help you better achieve your fitness goals in it by a couple of ways. So by going over the differences between working out and training, I hope that it'll give you good perspective and tips so that you can be more efficient with the time that you have to train. And I also think that you'll be able to have more effective training sessions. And I also think that as we go through this, as I'm talking and as I'm explaining some of the differences between working out and training and why training is so much more beneficial, that you may do a self-evaluation on your own, your physical goals, and establish priorities and move forward with your own training program. So working out versus training. So there's a simple distinction that I'll make, and then I'll get deeper in that in just a few moments. But I like to think of it as there's levels of fitness engagement, you know, starting from the bottom or the least committed or least organized, least planned out, you know, the term exercise. So if somebody just tells you, hey, we're going to go exercise, let's go exercise. Or, hey, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to the gym, I'm going to go exercise. Well, you know, what does that mean? It's pretty vague. Exercise kind of sounds, you know, it just means movement, right? It just means you're doing something. I'm going to exercise. Well, that can mean anything, right? It can mean you're going to bounce up and down on a BOSU ball, or you're going to just hit the treadmill, or maybe you're going to hit some weights, but you're going to do something, right? You're going to exercise. And that's not a bad thing, but it just kind of, when you use the term just flat out exercise, it's just kind of, it's pretty ambiguous, right? It's not really talking to exactly what you're going to be doing. And then the next level up, when it talks about physical fitness and what you're doing, the next term you hear a lot is working out. So I think that's like a level up from exercise, right? Well, if you're going to work out, that sounds a little bit more serious. And when I hear working out or the term working out, I like to think of it as working out as doing exercises or movements for the purpose of improvement. So you're going to exercise. You've picked some movements that you've chosen because you want to improve. You want to be able to do something better, whether you want to be stronger or you want to build your arms or, you know, whatever it is, work your abs, work your core, but you're going to do a workout, right? So workout means it sounds like it's a little bit more like you have a plan, a little bit more serious. You're going to do a workout. And there's another term, training, and you know, those that are really serious about working out and they can differentiate the difference between just doing exercise, just doing a workout, and then training. Well, training is when you're working out in a way that you've picked the exercises, the doses of those exercises, the duration of those exercises. You specifically selected those exercises and the dosage and the duration in order to achieve a desired physical adaptation, or in other words, in order to achieve a goal. So the workout you're doing is so that you can achieve a specific goal. And that's what we mean when we say training. So training is what we should be doing. You should have goals. There should be a reason that you're working out as opposed to just working out, just exercising. But if you're truly training, you're going to be able to achieve goals because you actually have goals and then you've picked your workout to move you towards those goals. So I hope that makes sense. And I have to tell you, I am always encouraged when I see folks hiking or running off duty, you know, when they're trying to get a job. I see them pushing hard and posting workouts, posting runs. I love to see that hunger and desire. And that is an example of training, right? Somebody is trying to get better at, let's say, hiking. And so they are hiking on their off-duty time. They're not getting paid for it. They're trying to get a job. So on their free time from their other job or from their school, they're out there hiking, putting in work. They are training to get better at hiking. And that is just a great example of somebody who is training for something to reach a goal. And, you know, you set goals and you make the decision and the lifestyle changes to make it happen. So just like I said, you have a goal to make it on a crew, or you have a goal to be able to squat a certain amount of weight. You have a goal to run a mile and a half in a certain amount of time. And now you need to make the decision and alter your lifestyle and make changes in order to make that happen, right? It's just not going to happen on its own. And I definitely, that's why I said I'm so encouraged when I see people putting in the time when they're first hungry and they're trying to get a job and they're putting in the work, because I can remember myself doing that and setting goals. And, you know, I remember when I set goals and I became committed, I made a decision and then I took steps to achieve it. For example, for me, I remember I used to work at Walmart when I was taking fire science classes. That was my job. For 8 hours a day, I worked at Walmart. And then I went to night classes taking fire science at the college. Well, it was the time when I was interested in getting on a hotshot crew, or maybe even at some point moving on beyond that to smoke jumpers. Well, somebody told me somewhere along the road that to be a hotshot, you need to run a mile and a half in 9 minutes. So on my Walmart lunch break in Lancaster, California, it was flat. I ate my lunch on my snacks so that I could have my full half hour lunch break to go get in and time a mile and a half run. Now, it made it difficult because I did have to cross some streets. There was a good portion of it where it was uninterrupted, but sometimes I'd get stuck at a stoplight. But again, I remember having a goal and training and making a decision and taking the necessary steps to reach that goal. And I did the same thing even after being a fireman for 10 years. I remembered again, off duty, I was starting to go hiking again. I was trail running off duty, racing my friends, pushing myself on trails, trying to find new difficult routes to really bring myself out of the comfort zone of just, you know, working in the city, in the flatland of the municipal fire stations. I was trying to prepare myself, you know, and I was training for something. I wasn't just exercising. I wasn't just working out. So like I said, I'm always encouraged and I love to see all of you when you're trying to get a job and you guys are posting on, you guys working and even putting in work in the gym as you guys are trying to bring yourself to the next level, whatever the goal is, whether it's to get hired or to hit that new personal record for yourself on your training goals. And, you know, that hunger, it's definitely something to be admired and something never to let off of. Even once you reach one goal, it's time to set another goal and just keep pushing yourself. Goal after goal, alter your training to be able to achieve the goal and just keep moving. So like I said, you know, I kind of just scratched the surface of what's the difference between working out and training. Well, I also, you know, working out is good. You know, you're going to see improvements if you're working out with friends, if you're working out with partners and you guys push each other, you should expect results and you're probably going to get results that are moving you in the right direction as far as either you're going to become more conditioned, you continue to work out, you're going to see maybe some physical adaptations, you know, some muscle growth, maybe you're getting faster, stronger. But I encourage you to step it up another level and think about training. So training is working out with your goals in mind. So your workout, you are going to have a goal, whatever the goal is for a certain period of time. And I've mentioned this before that you cannot choose every goal to improve in every category at the same time. Your training program can include strength and conditioning and endurance. But if you are truly training, you need to set a priority. So what's the priority you're going to work on right now? Let's say for the next 3 months. That's how long I recommend training programs to be. That's how I build my training programs. They're 3 month training programs or training cycles. And there's a focus, there's a priority during that 3 months. So, you know, what are the goals? For example, on my initial attack program, the goal is to gain raw strength. I really think strength is so important for any athlete, especially a tactical athlete, to lay down a baseline of being strong and strength and how to move your body under a load, whether it's deadlifting, back squatting, or pressing. But we need to be strong, and then we could turn that into power and turn that into endurance and strength endurance. But like I said, when it's that time of year for initial attack, that's us in the fall. We start in October, and we're going to be focusing on strength. So the purpose for us doing that is, as I said, to get stronger. So you need to have goals. You need to have a purpose. You need to have a plan. And then that's usually going to lead you to following a program. So as I said, if your goal is to get stronger, what's the reason? You need to be able to buy in and believe that what you're trying to improve on is important, right? So maybe it's a milestone, a minimum standard that you need to meet for a job, or you're just trying to, there's just this one record that you're trying to get better at, whether it's a number on lifting weight or to be faster, to be stronger, like I said, but there's going to be a reason why, and you're bought in on it. So once you have that reason, you now need to have a plan on how to get you there. And that's when you're going to pick a training program. You're either going to build your own training program, or you're going to select your training program that is going to move you towards those goals. So if you want to get stronger, pick a program that's going to make you stronger, right? It's pretty simple, but a lot of people don't follow a program, or they don't even have goals in mind. They just work out random. They think if you just work out and it's hard and you breathe hard and you're tired after, that's good enough. Well, that's certainly good. And that is better than 85, 90% of the population. But if you really want to step it up to the next level, it's time for you to get on a program, and it's time for you to start training instead of working out. Because when working out, like I said, working out typically, you don't have a plan. Your goals are a bit vague and they're a bit unmeasurable. So if you and your team get the opportunity to work out and you don't have a program to follow, you're just going to walk to the gym, figure it out, you know, make it up as you go. Maybe you don't even have your own plan. You're just going to do what the other folks are doing. So it's really just not having a plan. Again, physically beneficial, but there is a better way. As I said, with training, now the workouts are going to be thoughtfully designed, and then they're made up of the exercises and the loading and the reps. It's all been chosen for a reason, and it's part of a plan, part of a program with your goals in mind. So I hope you're able to start, you know, you need to ask yourself. So let's say you want to jump on a training program. Okay, you're saying, hey, Chris, I understand what you're saying. It's making sense. Well, how do I pick a training program for me? Well, like I said, first of all, you need to ask yourself a few questions. First question you need to ask yourself, what are your goals? Is your goals right now, or your priority, strength? Is it to be more functionally capable? You know, like farmer carries, carrying loads over long distances. Is your goal endurance? And then even when it comes to conditioning, are you trying to be better at aerobic and long distances? Or do you feel like you need to improve anaerobically, like that sprint work and, you know, being able to push yourself in that way? Maybe you're strong as an aerobic endurance athlete, but you want to get better anaerobically with those little sprints. So what are your goals, right? And your training can include all of these, but you're going to set the priority. And we're just going to use the example of strength. Let's say our priority is strength. Great. That's what you decided. I want to get stronger. I'm going to pick a strength program. The next thing you need to ask yourself is, well, how much time do you have to train? And what time of day? So if you're serious about training, you're going to need to carve out the time in your day where it's going to happen. Choose a time of day that you're going to have the best chance of being successful. So maybe for you, that is before you go to school, before you go to work, or maybe with your schedule. I remember there was times when I was taking night classes, and the best time for me was, even though it was late at night, but I was already in town and leaving school. So I went and worked out right after school. So you just need to find the time, get in a routine, make it part of your own program on how the day is going to go. So how much time do you have? Where are you going to train, and what time of day? So I like to train for an hour. That's me. Training for an hour is not too long. When we train as part of a team, we still have plenty of time to get the things done that we need to get in through the rest of the day. But if we focus on 1 hour of training, then we get a great workout in. I build all my programs 1 hour, and it's the same for me at home. I can count on 1 hour. The family knows that I'm going to get it in, I'm going to start it, and I'm going to finish it, and I'm going to be done in an hour. I know what to expect. Others know what to expect. And then the last question you need to ask yourself when you're picking a program is, what kind of equipment do you have? So maybe you want to work strength, but you don't have a barbell. You don't have access to weights and a barbell. You only have kettlebells and, you know, maybe a sandbag or something, but you're limited by what equipment you have. So again, that's going to dictate the program that you're going to be able to do. So you need to look at, what are your goals? How much time do you have? When are you going to train? And then also, what equipment you have? And then there's so many programs, and there's so many people writing programs, that based on those answers, you're going to be able to figure out something that's going to work for you and that you're going to be able to be successful at. Because that's the whole point. The best program in the world isn't going to help you if you don't have the equipment to do the workouts, right? So, well, okay, fine. Now you start training, and maybe you've only done exercise, or you've only done, you know, random workouts in the past. As you start training, what are some things you can expect as you begin to train? You know, what's the difference? Well, I know that one thing I enjoy with training is I like knowing what the workout's going to be ahead of time. I can look the day before to see what the training program has laid out, what it prescribes. I can either know then whether I have all the equipment that I need to do it, whether it's going to work at the work location I'm going to be working at, or if I'm at home. But you can peek ahead and you know the workout that's coming, as opposed to not being on a program and just figuring out as you walk into the gym. So I really do like knowing what the program is, knowing what the workout's going to be for that day before I get going. Another great thing about following a program and training is you need to track and journalize your progress. So way back in the day when I first started taking training seriously, for me, it was back in the earlier days of CrossFit. And, you know, I started journalizing. I started having a logbook to know how much weight I was able to do. Now it's all on an app. On the workouts I program, I use the Train Heroic software. There's so many other ones, but it is nice to be able to, everybody has their phones with them all the time, but being able to track your workouts, record it and log it, and it's saved. And then you can look back and see what you did last time, see if you're improving, see what you've done over time. And another great thing a lot of these apps are doing is I recommend not just tracking your workouts, but journalizing your progress. So journalizing means, you know, logging and writing down, how are you performing? You know, that's going to be maybe some numbers and things that you can track, but how are you performing? How are you feeling? You know, remember that we're humans and we're not machines. You know, are you being overloaded on your training, or, you know, is it not enough? Because if you're just tracking the numbers, every day is not going to be your best day, right? So maybe you log your numbers, and it's also good to know that you were feeling maybe only like a 3 out of 10 on that day. So, you know, it just gives you more information on how you're feeling. Again, the Train Heroic software that I use, it lets you track your sleep, your mood, your soreness, your stress level, and really just kind of giving you more feedback on how you're doing as a person, as an athlete. You know, you're just not a machine. So again, it's important to track and journalize your progress. And then another thing you're going to see as part of training is repetition or variation. So when you're part of a program, and this is another thing where it's kind of up to the individual, some people, when they follow a program, they actually enjoy a program that is very repetitive. And what I mean by that is each time, each week is laid out, maybe there's a squatting day, a deadlift day, and a pressing day, and maybe squatting day is Monday. Well, the week after that, the squatting day is Monday. And the warm-up on that Monday is the same as it is the next Monday. And the accessory work, the extra exercises you're going to do to develop you as an athlete, it's the same ones you're going to do next Monday. And some people really like that it is actually solidifying these movements. You are really hammering down for a few months and doing the same thing over and over. And maybe that works for you. For me, that doesn't work. That drives me nuts. I enjoy the variation. So having a variety and the variation, it doesn't mean that it's completely random, and it doesn't have to be overly repetitive, but the variation is done for a very specific and intentional reason. So like I said, I personally need variation, or I'm going to go nuts doing the same thing over and over. So I like, for example, if Monday's a squatting day, well, there's a warm-up that day, and then the next week is a squatting day, but the warm-up is a little bit different, and the accessory work is a little bit different, and maybe the little conditioning portion is a little bit different, but it's still squatting day. It's still the focus. That's still the reason that we're doing what we're doing. And then another way to vary it, it's not fully random. You're bringing in some variety, but it's planned and it has a purpose. I like to, for example, on squatting days, do a variety of squats. There are so many different ways to squat. And these different ways are going to continue to build you for the goal that you're trying to do, which is get stronger at squatting, but you can change and vary the sets. You can vary the loading, how much weight. You can vary the reps. You can vary the exercises. Like I said, there's so many ways to squat. You can vary the equipment that you're using. You can squat with barbells. You can squat with sandbags. You can squat with kettlebells. And then there's other things you can vary too, and that's rest periods. You know, how long you're resting before you go again. Again, I said the squat, the warm-up, we can change it up and vary it. You could change the accessory work that you're doing to help your body get better at squatting in different positions and just be comfortable with that range of motion. And then another thing you can vary is the day a week. Well, maybe you don't want squat to be every Monday. I know for myself, on a 3-month cycle, for a few weeks, maybe Monday is squatting. Well, then maybe on the next 3 weeks after a deload week, it's going to be on Tuesday or Thursday. But I do enjoy some variation, but I am definitely on a training program and I'm training for that purpose and goal. And again, it's important to know that if you're trying to train strength, you're hammering down on that. That is the priority. And again, the initial TAC program that I do, I'm going to be doing it in the fall. I do it every fall. This is going to be year 5 of doing the initial TAC program. And each year I kind of tweak it and add a little bit variety and try to make it better and change things up. But we're going to be focusing on back squatting, deadlifting, and shoulder pressing. That's the main focus. But then everything else we're doing, the conditioning and the accessory work and the other parts of the workout, are to round us out, keep us conditioned for the job, make sure we can still hike, run, fight fire, do what we got to do. But you really just need to start to learn and know why you're doing every exercise. And does it make sense? Why are you doing why are the exercises you're doing, why are those picked? Did someone else pick it for you? Are you just following a friend? Or is it helping you move towards your goals? And, you know, knowing why you're doing every exercise, if you pick a program, it's not a must, but I like to know why I'm doing this. Like, how is this going to help me? How is this going to benefit me? It just kind of creates that buy-in. And I enjoy knowing why. So, talking strength, when you're doing a strength workout, if that is a strength priority, the strength work, it needs to be quality time. To build strength, to learn how to move properly, to gain range of motion, to make your body comfortable moving under load correctly, it needs to be quality reps every time. And you need to be concentrating and focusing on that. And then the conditioning, when you're just working out to build conditioning, whether it's anaerobic or aerobic, now those reps can be for quantity, you know, for over time. But be sure that if you're focusing on strength, that you're actually going to be focusing on quality movement and, you know, giving it all the due diligence. So that's what I wanted to cover with you guys today. I hope it's really helped you out on telling you about the difference between just exercising, just working out, and training. And I really hope you consider and move toward training. You're going to be able to reach your goals much faster. You're going to see results, and you're going to be taking your fitness much more seriously as an athlete, not just now, but in the future. So get some goals, set some priorities, and pick a program. And thank you very much for listening today, and I hope this helps you out. You guys have a great day. Thank you for listening to today's show. And if you have a topic related to fitness that you'd like me to do an episode on, just send me a message or an email. And if I select your topic, I'll be sure to give you a shout out on the show.